So how is your battle going? Are you winning? Or are you losing? Maybe have you surrendered? I'm of course talking about our battle against our sinful nature, our flesh. If you're like me, the answer to that question probably depends on when you're asked. There's some days when things seem like it's going pretty well, getting the upper hand on the old Adam. But then there's other days where it feels like I'm losing again. Do you find it to be especially difficult when you're all alone? You think no one's watching? You think you can get away with something? Or maybe it's when you're in a group of friends and somebody gets some crazy idea and everybody seems to go along with it, even though your conscience is telling you it's not a good idea. That peer pressure can be pretty strong at times, can't it? But God gives us something even stronger. That is, if we listen to it. I'd like to remind you about what the Apostle Paul says in Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I have been crucified with Christ. You know, our old Adam, that sinful nature within us, it's so corrupt and godless that it cannot be rehabilitated. You can't teach our old man to do good things. It has to be crucified, killed. And that is what has happened for each of you who put your trust in Christ. We were crucified with Christ. When he died on the cross, you died there with him, your old Adam. That is an accomplished fact. And it's our salvation, as it says in the last verse. We live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. His life in place of ours. That's our salvation. But Paul tells us here that Jesus actually does much more for you than save you from your sins. Now he comes and lives within you, in your heart. God, when he brought you to faith, he gave you a new heart, took that heart of stone out of your body and gave you a new heart where Christ now can live and where he can set up his throne to rule over your life. Now, I suspect that this is a fact that you all know, that Christ lives in you. But do you recognize that truth in your day-to-day life? Do you think about how Jesus' presence works in you? Paul gives us a little indication in this verse of just how he does. Listen again. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So every genuine desire to do God's will, to live a God-pleasing life, You love God and you want to do what he asks. That doesn't come from you. It's no longer you who are living, producing that desire. It is Christ living in you. You remember, just to think about Christ living in you, remember when he was 12 years old. Jesus loved God's word so much that after they celebrated the Passover, that was the first time he could actually go into the temple and be a part of this celebration. And afterwards, he was so eager to sit at the feet of those priests and talk about God's word, to grow and to learn, that he stayed. Even his parents left him behind, not even checking to see where he was. And they found him 3 days later, still there at the feet of those scholars. Jesus loved his word, God's word. And now he's living in you, producing in you that same love for God's word. And you have an opportunity to sit at the feet of scholars who are much more godly and orthodox than the priests of Jesus' day. What a tremendous blessing and privilege that is. Or how many times did Jesus say, "I have come to do my Father's will"? And he did, perfectly, completely, in every little detail. He did his Father's will. And that, again, is our salvation. He did that for you. He gives you that perfect righteousness and holiness. But now he's also living in you, creating in you that desire to do your Father's will. So, if we have Christ living in us, producing that desire to study God's word, to learn as much as you can, to benefit from those who have spent their life studying God's word, to desire to do God's will, how come it is that sometimes we're not so excited about going to religion class or whatever it might be to study God's word? Or how come we're not always so quick and eager to do our Father's will? Well, of course, you know the answer. We still have that old sinful flesh, don't we? Our old Adam is still trying to take us back, take control of our lives again, trying to drive Jesus out of our hearts so that we forsake our salvation. And that's when we sin against our Savior and our God. But then what happens? Then do you feel guilty? Do you feel sorry that you have had that negative attitude or actually committed that sin? Well, that again is Christ living in you. Christ is saying to your old Adam, hold on, there's not a chance you're going to take over this person's heart and life again. This is mine. And Christ produces through your conscience that guilt and that sorrow and leads you to repentance. And then he reassures you that his blood has covered all your sins. And restores that godly desire to do God's will again, in rejoicing in his gracious forgiveness. And so it's valuable for us not just to know this as a fact that, yes, God dwells within us, Christ lives in our heart, the Holy Spirit is there as well. It's not just some academic truth. This is a fact that truly changes your life. And think about Christ living in you, controlling your thoughts, your attitudes, and your actions. What a comfort and a joy it is to have Christ both as our Savior and as that one living in us, working out God's will in us. When we remember that and let Christ rule in our hearts, then our life will give glory to God, and He will bless you richly. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, our hearts are filled with joy and peace as we know Jesus as our Savior, that He loves us and gave Himself for us, that He lived as our substitute and perfectly obeyed your will, and that He died to take away my sins. O Lord, we thank You that He also now lives within us to guide and direct our thoughts and our attitudes and our emotions and our actions. O Lord, may we listen to our Savior every day and follow His direction and let Him rule in our hearts forever. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll close by singing hymn number 400, asking Christ and the Holy Spirit to take our life and let it be consecrated to Him.